Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Strong Impressions. So make a practice at once of saying to every strong impression, an impression is all you are, not the source of the impression. Then test and assess it with your criteria. But one primarily, ask, is this something that is or is not in my control? Epictetus. There's so many things in this world that are out to grab our attention, that are created to grab our attention. We see this on TV with salacious headlines trying to grab us to watch a story. We see it in the checkout counter at the store. You know, all the salacious scandals that are happening and the celebrity headlines that we see. We see it in inflammatory stories with clickbait headlines on the internet. And with so many things vying for our attention, we often get overwhelmed and aren't sure where to actually focus our attention. An example of this from my own life was that years ago, I used to be fairly immersed in politics. I used to follow, you know, what was going on in D.C. and different policy options, what different people were doing, the scandals. And I found that a lot of times when I disagreed with somebody that I would, you know, I'd be listening to a story on the radio and I'd just get so angry about what was going on that I'd almost yell at the radio like I was talking back to that person. And I found that I used to get pretty wound up about politics. Then after a while, I decided that, you know, this really wasn't doing me much good. And there wasn't really much that I could do about it because I didn't want to be that politically active. I didn't have the time or the energy or the inclination to go out and be involved in politics myself. So I decided that I'd take a step back. And by learning to let go of something that I really didn't have much control over, because I have no political power in D.C. or anything like that, or even in local government, I have very little political power. I decided that it was something that I just wasn't going to worry about anymore, that I would do the minimum that I needed to, like I vote every year and so on, but that by getting so wound up about politics, it was really getting upset about something that really didn't matter and that I didn't have much control over. By taking that step back and deciding that this was something that I was going to let go, my life was much more peaceful. When things make a strong impression on you, make sure that you stop and ask yourself, how does this impact my life? Why do I feel so strongly about this? Is this something that I can control, or is this something that I need to let go? And by asking those questions, you can get a clearer sense of the weight that you should give this thing that's come into your life. And then that helps you to make wiser choices about what actions you do want to take, or maybe actions that you don't want to take. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the coffee house at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.